248-398-WCSX. You can call or text us. What would you do Wednesday? We got this message from a listener. It said, and I quote here, "I'm pretty sure my new boyfriend is faking the flu to avoid going to my parents' anniversary party this weekend. Do I call him on it or let it go?" You're saying call him on it, right?
Yeah, but I think there's, I think he might be faking it because it's her parents' anniversary party. It's not just going to be her parents. It's going to be her whole entire family, and maybe he's nervous.
Could be. But you would hope if you're in a relationship where it's going to go anywhere, you would have enough honesty to tell the other person, hey, I really don't feel comfortable going to this.
Yeah, but it's a new boyfriend, and maybe he doesn't know how to address the situation.
Yeah, we're pretty sad. We're pretty bad about that stuff as guys. I'll admit that one. Although I do watch This Is Us now, so I feel like I can open up more. It's called Jack Syndrome. A lot of guys have it now. It's a thing.
Be careful with the crock pot.
Amen. Wanda in Berkeley, now what is this? Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you. It's not me. It's my husband. He has every excuse in the book not to go to anything we ever have to go to, not even Christmas dinner, because our cat is old.
So he uses your old cat as an excuse to dodge events.
Right. Like Rocky, is he 19, and you never know if he's going to, you know, he could be sick, he could die any minute. I always say, if I come home and that cat's not dead, you are in so much trouble.
He got out of a Christmas dinner because the cat's old?
Yep.
How long's he been doing this, Wanda?
Oh, we've been married 10 years. He was pretty good. He was pretty good for about the first five. It's my family. They drive him crazy.
Well, I wouldn't think he cares that much about the cat. Maybe he does.
Well, he does love that cat.
Okay, so, well, all right.